This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A man is in custody after resisting arrest during an early morning traffic stop earlier this week. Anton Skansberg was stopped for driving without headlights on. During the stop, he told officers he was driving suspended and began acting strangely and refused to cooperate. Upon being asked to exit his car, Skansberg resisted, elbowing an officer in the face who then deployed his stun gun on him. Officers found marijuana and methamphetamine in the car. Skansberg was arrested and taken into custody. With National Volunteer Week ongoing as of this past Sunday, the Gillette Assistance League held a snack bag stuffing event with more than 30 volunteers filling 400 snack bags for area kids in need while at school. It was the Assistance League's first event of this kind, with the group usually helping with other needs like gas cards. And the group says they want to do more events like it. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A man who's been accused of threatening his girlfriend's life this past February has been charged with two counts of kidnapping and aggravated assault and battery. According to the News Record, Landon Russell Hayes, also known as Jonathan Carl Anderson, has also been charged with domestic battery and false imprisonment. He's also been given habitual criminal status, which means if convicted, he could be given life in prison. He's scheduled to be arraigned on the 28th. The Campbell County Fire Department presented its proposed budget for next year last week. Included in proposed dollars spent would be adding two captains, an engineer, and a firefighter to staff station number 3 part-time to give the southern part of the city better coverage. Creating an internship program could also be part of the plan. Part of the funding for such a program would come from CARES Act dollars. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.